My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall. It's out of here. It's out of here. Got the distance. Doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, September 19th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Just a gorgeous day, a wonderful day. Here in Clemson, a pregame Friday. And we have got picks analysis and everything in between. I don't know what's in between picks and analysis, but we're going to uncover that for you during the show today. 654-ROAR, if you'd like to join the party, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Co-Roofing text line. I was telling Ben, I have just the most confidence in my spread picks this week. And after starting 19-11 against a number in our OO Bank, and being above 500 all 3 weeks, we are staring down the barrel of a Quack special. Just at the moment, this is like trying to chase stocks on the way up and down, and you just get it wrong every time. Some of y'all are on the fade Quack train, and you may have missed your window, because I'm very nervous about a 2-8 this week. Very nervous about a 2-8 this week. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
Fine. Just fine.
Adequate. Our show will adequate. Be adequate, and that's all we promise today.
Listen, I have been to Atlanta and back today, something I had to do there, and I survived it. I've marked myself safe 2 weeks in a row from Atlanta. So the worst is behind me today is my attitude. Nothing on the show, nothing in sports, nothing will compare to driving, starting your day going to and from Atlanta. So I'm golden, baby. Baby and buddy.
That's it.
Baby.
That's it. We're gonna for sure have that kind of show today. I can already feel it. I've got a lot. I'm a little stressed today. I had volleyball last night. Ended up being a five setter. I have men's soccer tonight and the football game day spectacular tomorrow. And so I'm a little stressed. Like I'll admit, like I've had a lot of things going on this week, like sort of some odd things come up. And so I felt like this morning I was in a good spot, like generally in the week, but just in terms of like getting ready for the special stuff, quote unquote, like the show I feel good about, but then that special stuff, I feel like I was just a little stressed about that this morning.
So what time is soccer tonight?
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock. So yes. You'll get home 10:30? 10 o'clock?
Probably about 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. By the way, is that right? Let me just double check the time on that. It's 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Sorry, yeah. My wife has volleyball at 7. I have men's soccer at 6.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then you've got three broadcasts in the next 24 hours or so.
That's right.
No problem.
No problem. No sweat, man.
Actually,
no sweat. We're good.
If you think about it, four broadcasts. Four and a half for you.
Four and a half.
Two on...
Hey, don't shortchange that halftime, buddy.
Two and
that
a half is, for football.
That is 12 glorious minutes of halftime.
The weather should be just spectacular by halftime tomorrow. Folks, Quag does halftime on the concourse there, sort of behind the west end zone on the home side. I need people to stop by and see him and tell him he's number one while he's on the broadcast.
I had a lot of conversations, and I'll just put it like this.
But don't sit on the stage or our equipment.
Oh, my God, no. I had lots of conversations that I'm not sure people will remember from the first game, if you catch my drift. if you are in a headspace that you will remember your day, I'd like to talk to you at halftime. And you know what? If you're not going to remember, you can come by too. I don't care. But I did. I was like, wow, alcohol sales are going great. And I have the evidence right in front of me. No word yet from the fan that spent 2 minutes of my, 2-minute halftime break trying to figure out which YouTube podcast I host.
But he likes it.
He likes it.
He likes
it. I'm his favorite YouTube podcast guy. So, still haven't figured out exactly who that is. Maybe Will Vandervoort. I'm not sure. I have a lot of thoughts today about these football games. I have a lot of thoughts about some random games. Did you know? I'm just going to throw this out like real, real fast. Did you know, Ben, that, oh my goodness, the last game of the, have you seen the last game of the day tomorrow? The final game on the college football slate. Do you know what it is?
I'll
give
not.
You a hint. It is of great interest to the entire cast of this show, and it will kick off at 11:59 Eastern.
I do not know.
Fresno State, Hawaii.
Oh,
it's the Win Totals Bowl of Champions. Fresno and Hawaii. I almost took the points with Hawaii at home just because I need Fresno to lose. You also need Hawaii to lose, my friend, because I'm looking at the FPI projections.
Losers only, people.
Losers only. The FPI projections have you losing by a single win, your Hawaii under, and me losing by two wins, my Fresno State under. So we both desperately need those teams to lose this week.
So this is a swing game is what you're telling me.
Big swing game. Huge swing game. I'll not be awake for this. I'm waking up at 4. I'll not be awake for this. There's not a snowball's chance in Columbia. I'll be awake for this.
Speaking of start times, you know what? I'll come back to that thought.
Ooh, well now I'm curious.
I got to double check something.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm doing it again. I'm playing systems, not teams. This is always where I get myself in a little bit of trouble. I've done it with a couple teams. Actually, it's been a mixed bag this year. You got your thing, okay?
I do. I wanted to double check time zones here. Did you know Texas Tech at Utah is 10 a.m. local time?
10 a.m. local, yes.
So Utah is kicking off at 10 a.m. local time, which is at least 11 a.m. Texas Tech time, who is visiting. And I had this thought, when's the last time that the time zone start time favored the visiting team?
That's an excellent point. You know, normally the Western,
I mean, it
the
would
more
be anybody,
Western you go, the any, yeah.
Anybody going west, obviously.
Yeah.
But to go west and start at 10 a.m., I don't know. I'm sure it's happened, but that's sort of unusual that for Texas Tech, they want to stay on local time, on central time. For a multitude of reasons this week.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you, what happens to with Clemson faithful if we had a 10 a.m. local time?
Well, thank God they sell alcohol in the stadium, Ben. Do they sell mimosas? Do they turn the beer stands into mimosa stands?
I don't know.
Somebody did say that the perfect, they're like, oh man, that'll affect the environment in Utah. And I heard somebody say, it's Utah. Probably not going to have that big of an effect on the energy level of the crowd.
Yeah. If you started a game at 10 a.m. in Clemson, South Carolina, there would be people rioting at the ACC office on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get out of this horrible conference.
Oh, this hellhole making us play before I'm away.
Hey, I'm never saying never because you wouldn't have thought that Utah would be starting at 10 a.m.
Nope. By the way.
That's a top 20 matchup.
Oh, yeah.
At 10 a.m.
Hey, props to Fox for putting the best game of the day every week on at high noon. Or as we say, the 12:15, the big noon 15 kickoff.
It is interesting that they do that for East Coast time, even though it's a central time zone versus a mountain time zone teams.
You know, you would think like you should stagger that.
I mean, wouldn't, I don't know, 3:30 make more sense for that game?
Oh, yeah. It would make sense to me. Can I tell you something? I'm just going to roll through, because normally we're late on our bank picks. I know you gave out a couple yesterday. What do we do with games that are kicking off before noon at both teams' local times? Unders.
Yeah.
Texas Tech, Utah's total is 56.5. Do you know that Utah in its home games last year was 4-1 to the under? And, like, never even remotely scratched this number except their last home game of the year where it was, like, 100 points just at random. And Texas Tech is, like, 0-4-1 to the under in its last five conference road openers. Oh, man! This is a Quark special. Give me under 56.5 for the game in the bank. Oh, yeah. This is my one under I'm taking this week.
I mean, we're just going there right out of the gate.
Okay. Oh, yeah, out the gate.
Oh,
today's a free-for-all, man.
How about Iowa Rutgers tonight under 45.5?
Ooh, that's yucky.
I mean,
that's
Shiano
gross.
And Iowa. I mean, that game has 24-21 written all over it.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that might be in the dock. What a disgusting game.
That is gross. That is like your prime match. You either get that or you get Tulsa, Oklahoma State. So you get to cry tears with Mike Gundy or cry tears over the state of Tulsa. I mean, those are your two options tonight. Watch Clemson Cal men's soccer. That's what I would tell people. Ethan in Salt Lake says, is Salt Lake City not Provo? There will be mimosas flowing, brother. Listen, I agree with that. I agree with the mimosas take because it is Provo. Look, a lot of Mormons in Salt Lake, though. A lot of Mormons in Salt Lake City. I'm gonna throw that out there. Like, it's Utah culture, man. What I'm saying is they don't require the fueling that many other places require prior to kickoff.
I mean, I have some Mormon friends that maybe they're not all in because mimosas is not an issue.
Oh, man. Dabo told us on Tuesday, if you're not all in, you're basically all out and you never were all in.
Just like my Baptist friends and Wesleyan friends and just all of them.
Nobody's really all in.
We're all there.
When it comes to little brunch mimosa. Oh, man, that's funny. Texter says, without looking, I would need to do the math on this. There are probably more people that live in Eastern time than Central and Mountain time combined. I don't know, man. Texas is in Central time? Like, well, you have some metro areas in Mountain?
You might be right. East Coast is, you know, prime college football. I get that. But it's still prime college football at 3:30 is my point. I mean, why would you do that game at 10 a.m. local? If it's 10 a.m. for the players, you know what? It's 10 a.m. for most of your fans watching on TV at home.
That's a good point.
You know, meanwhile, In other words, you could capture more of that audience in addition to the East Coast. That's the only point.
That's a good point, I think. All right, let's take a break, and we come back. We're going to roll through some of our pick 'em contests as well, the games we didn't get to yesterday, go through some keys and some notes there, and through our old bank, because like I say, we've been doing well. We're 37-23 as a show against the spread, so we just want to make you some money today if you're in a legal gambling state. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues after this. Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnick here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main, and Fountain Inn. 3085 Ellen Bridge Road, online, ampmfarmsbutcherymarket.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Let me tell you. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say girl, I know you a little too tame.
Texter says this is triggering. Future Dwight says, I'm dreading the 10:30 p.m. local time when Clemson plays at Cal or Stanford. Can I tell you something? I'm dreading the 1:45 a.m. start time for that fifth quarter show, Texter. So just pray for those of us who got to stay awake after. I did stay up and watch the end of Bills-Dolphins last night. I told you, I was one. God, how do they know? I was one completed pass away from Tua hitting that number. Literally, it was like, what did I give you? 65.2, and it was like 64.7%. It was one, literally one completed pass would have put me a fraction over. And over that, higher than that 65.2 or whatever it was. And then Josh Allen needed 5 rushing yards. And I would have nailed that. I would have nailed that three-way play. It was going to give me like 8X. Would have been phenomenal. And I stayed awake for the whole thing just to see if Tua would throw one more pass. And to see if Josh Allen would, for some reason, run for 5 yards. He didn't need to do that.
And those were your underdog plays?
Those were my underdog plays last night. They were. Underdog Fantasy. Get involved this weekend. I got some ideas for the weekend. I got some ideas for Clemson. I got some ideas for South Carolina. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won. Billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks. Win money. Must be 18+ and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800 Gambler. Visit ncpgambling.org.
I would tell you that was an entertaining game last night, much more entertaining than I expected. And I laughed at you when you told me the line was 11 or 11 and a half. I thought the Bills were going to cover that easily. But the Dolphins stuck around. You know, I do think Buffalo went a little conservative later in the game, but it stayed close enough that I never thought Miami was going to tie it or anything like that. But it stayed close enough that you needed to watch.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I think that's a good character, especially after halftime.
Yeah. You know, Tua was okay. I mean, he was okay. He threw a whole bunch of checkdowns like normal. Josh Allen did too. But, man, Allen is – he's just so freaking good. He threw a – He threw a ball in the end zone in the first half to, I believe, to Kincaid, and he dropped it. You could not do it any better. I mean, it's almost like he bent it, or it's like bending a ball around the corner in golf. He just kind of bent it around the defender and drops it. I mean, literally, it was too good a pass, and he dropped it. James Cook running the ball. Man, I'm going to tell you what. It's taken Josh Allen a long time to get it, longer than I thought to get here, 8 seasons in now. But my goodness, he and the Bills look like – they really look like the real deal right now.
They are kind of a wagon. Like, that, you know, those teams that you feel like they're going to be in every conceivable way. I told you, James Cook scoring a touchdown, I'm shocked when it doesn't happen now. So they can run it with him. Allen can run or throw. And then defensively, they're quite good.
Yeah, and, you know, James Cook keeps running the ball like that. You don't need Josh Allen to run the ball. But the knowing that he has that capability really keeps defenses on their toes. And I paid a lot of attention to Miami's linebackers last night. I swear, Quack, half the plays, they had no clue what to do. I mean, there were plays. There was one where there's three of them kind of in a gaggle on one side, and they're just standing there like, what do we do? I don't know. Also, one thing about Cook, I don't know if anybody else noticed this. There were several plays last night where he took like a smelling salt hit on the field before the run. Did you happen to see that?
No, I did not notice this.
In the first half, there were back-to-back plays where he kind of took it out of his waistband and like took a little hit. And I didn't even rewind it at first. And then I thought, I didn't see what I think I saw. And then he does, and then the next play he does it again, and they're both running plays. I'm like, is this his tail? But then he did not do it every play. But I don't know if I've ever seen a player do that on the field.
I'm not sure I've either. I mean, that's wild.
And it kind of give you that little adrenaline clarity, you know, shot there.
Didn't they outlaw those?
They outlawed the teams providing them, but you can bring your own.
Oh, so that's why you had to do it on the field. Like hey, you can't control what I bring from my house.
BYOB. We can't buy you beer, but you can bring it on in.
BYOSS.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got it at Walmart. 654-ROAR if you'd like to join us. 654-7627.
They saw it too.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, George Kittle said he would retire. when they said they banned smelling salts. But if James Cook's got a workaround, then George Kittle can do it too. Can we talk about this? One of the reasons I was a little bit higher, not the Dolphins winning, but just like this team is going to fight. This team is going to fight and keep it close. I am monitoring some unexpected 0-2 teams. Now, like, let me just reiterate. I'm talking about the unexpected 0-2 teams. So, Titans, Browns, Panthers, sorry, RIP, Jets, Saints, Giants. I ain't talking about y'all, okay? But the Dolphins are one of four NFL teams that I'm watching this week because they are unexpectedly 0-2. Now, that stat about, like, 0-2 teams don't go to the playoffs or whatever, that's kind of long gone. Like, we don't really talk about that anymore because teams are now starting to do that. But it is a little more difficult. So, like, for example, the Texans. Remember, Bryan Edwards gave you the Texans getting a couple points at Jacksonville, and he says the Texans are the better team and they're desperate. The Dolphins, unexpectedly 0-2, there's a bit of desperation there. So at the very least, you're going to go, okay, well, if you really are unexpectedly 0-2 and not this is who we are 0-2, then there's going to be maybe a little bit of a valiant effort to try to avoid the 0-3. Like, I really do think the Texans are alive as a very sure underdog on the road this week. I feel that way about the Bears at home against the Cowboys. Now, some people might go, well, Quok, sorry, Chad the mailman. Well, Quok, the Bears are 0-2. That's like water is wet. But this Bears team was supposed to be better than that. Like, this Bears team was supposed to be, like, bucking trends on that. And so far, they have not. They have not looked like a very good team. Although, they lost by three, and then they played at Detroit. So,
yeah, who was their opener?
They played Minnesota.
See, they lost, but I thought they played well that game.
Well, they were the better team, and then McCarthy, like, the last 12 minutes. Like, Minnesota stormed back, and Chicago kind of blew that. So, like, I would say Chicago is a team to watch this week against Dallas. And then the poor Giants have to be the team that faces the 0-2 Chiefs, where the Giants, heartbreaking loss to the Cowboys last week, where you could argue that they were better at times or maybe in whole. But Kansas City's not going 0-3 after playing the Chargers and the Eagles and losing by a combined 9 points. They're not going 0-3. Are you vibing with me there, Ben? That's kind of one of those, like you're playing the situation, more so than, like, the rosters or whatever. You are also playing situation in those instances.
Yeah, I get it.
There's some – just looking while we're talking NFL for a couple minutes, there are some really interesting games this weekend where, like, for example, Steelers-Patriots. I feel like the Steelers are – almost unexpectedly 1-1 just because of how they play. Their defense has been terrible, and Drake May's been pretty good. So that is one to watch. We mentioned Texans Jaguars, Rams Eagles, NFC Championship preview perhaps. The Eagles are quite good again, and they win every week. You also have Cowboys Bears that we should talk about. The Lions Ravens game on Monday night, we could talk about that maybe on Monday, depending on how Saturday goes. I'm fascinated by this one. Could you imagine if somebody told you the Lions and the Ravens are going to play in Week 3 and the loser's going to be 1-2? I'm not sure I would have believed that. I would have thought maybe that both those teams had a chance to be 2-0 before the start of the season. But the Lions got kind of buzzsawed at Green Bay in the opener, and then the Ravens lost that miracle collapse at Buffalo in Week 1. So the loser of that game, two teams that are, you know, among the favorites for the Super Bowl, gonna maybe be 1-2. Texas Matt from Greenville says, "Do the Jaguars have a chance to get back on track? Do they have a chance? Yeah, they do. Do I expect them to? Not particularly.
I don't know. What's the line on this? I'm guessing Jacksonville's favorite in this
by game. 1.5 is what it is."
It's early, I know. Stroud has not looked good so far. Now, I don't know that Trevor's looked exceptionally great. Trevor's thrown the ball a billion times, it feels like. 73 attempts. But, yeah, no, I do. I think they have a chance. The key for Jacksonville, honestly, for me, is Etienne's got to run it. I mean, he's got to keep running like he did, like especially in Game 1. And to take some of that load, there's some dysfunction already surfacing there in Jacksonville. But I don't know. I kind of like Jacksonville here.
The thing that bothers me is Jake Browning comes in, like, not even particularly late in the game. Like, Jacksonville's leading. I'm pretty sure they were ahead when Browning comes in for Burrow. And they let Jake Browning score three touchdowns on him. It's that kind of stuff. I don't get that from Jacksonville. Like you said, there's some of the worrying, troubling signs.
Yeah, Houston scored 28 points in 2 games.
That game Monday, that early game was like a punt fest. Mm-hmm. That I thought it was going to be fireworks, but those teams were like, yeah, we don't really care. We're just going to sit on it and punt it back and just lob it back and forth. It's basically a game of catching the crowd where you're throwing to one guy. Just a long toss. If the Jags don't win this week, here are their next 4 games. You tell me how many of these you think they're going to win. At San Francisco, Kansas City at home, Seattle at home, Rams in London before their open date.
They're not beating the Rams in London.
Nope.
You know, they're probably dogs in all of those, but they could win them all.
I think they're going to win one.
Yeah.
But, like, asking them to go 2-2 in that stretch feels like a lot. Mm-hmm. So if they lose this and they're sitting at 1-2 and they go 1-3 the next stretch, that's 2-5. So I guess what you're – do they have a chance to get back on track this week? Yeah, I would give them a great chance to get back on track this week. Now, I think the desperation of the Texans is going to say a lot there.
This is kind of an important week, though, because of that stretch that's coming up. You're right.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, if they don't win this week, then if they're sitting at 2-5 – even in that division where there's some soft landing spots in that division, they still got two against the Titans and whatever. I just think because the vibes already are a little off, if they're sitting at 2-5 going into their open date, there could be some more of that. I don't feel great about the vibes. Before we take our next break, let me tell you about our friends at Empire Homes. Ah, yes. Sunrise by Empire Homes is a great opportunity for you to either relocate to Clemson, to the Clemson area there in Pendleton, or to, get some rental property going on to be able to see your student. I'm told by a student this morning that it's Parents Weekend on campus this weekend. So this is an opportunity if you're a parent and you're coming in for the game and you're like, golly, these hotels are expensive. Get yourself a spot to live at Sunrise by Empire Homes. These are just wonderful, wonderful. This is a wonderful community with wonderful floor plans. Over 30 years experience, a family-owned builder. One or two stories, 2 to 5 bedrooms, 1,800 to 3,400 square foot floor plans. Starting in the high 300s, you can save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Schedule an appointment today at Sunrise by Empire Sales Center to tour a model home, explore the neighborhood, or chat with their team by visiting EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Stay with us. We continue on in Hour 1 next. On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports, all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina.
Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper,
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News,
and Mark Sturgis from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories,
just like the days gone by, with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
If there's a fire in your kitchen, and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. William Quagamich, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us today. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to hop on. 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. You know, going back to the OO Bank for a second, I think it is worth pointing out, because listen, we've both done really well. Like I said, I kind of want to spend a little more time because we've been sort of throwing our picks out there at the end. People are scrambling trying to figure it out. You know, we spend a little more time breaking them down because, you know, the people, if they're going to make a little money, they deserve to know how, you know. I'm looking in the doc right now, Ben, and you have plays on both the totals of the South Carolina-Missouri game and the Syracuse-Clemson game. I am curious your rationale and your thoughts on the totals of these games.
Well, let's just be clear. I don't have any rationale for anything this week, okay? So you just take that as you would see fit.
Okay.
Syracuse-Clemson, here is. I actually do feel pretty convicted about this one. 55.5, and, you know, whether you're a gambler or not, We're not talking about this to encourage you to gamble. We're talking about this just to sort of lead us into how we think the game's going to go.
A lot of y'all don't need encouragement either, which is why.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm just talking about how I think the game's going to go. I think the Syracuse offense is very good. I do. If you watch them now, you're going to go, well, you know, you talk about the team that went to overtime with UConn. Yeah, I'm talking about that team. They are the kind of offense that will get better every week. And I think they have a lot of weapons. And if they get to clicking, they're trouble. With that said, I have the one thing I have noticed about Clemson's offense is that when they get behind or when they give up a score defensively, their next drive is usually pretty good. They are conducive to a team who wants to get into a shootout. And I don't know. I just have this feeling like that's what we're looking at tomorrow. And it's going to – then on Monday we're saying, well, you know, that offense looked good, but, God, the defense sure gave up a lot of points. I mean, I hope that's not what happens, but that's just my strong gut feeling on how tomorrow plays out. 55.5 with these two, what we thought the Clemson offense was going to be, and with what Syracuse brings in here, this number should be like 65.5 if the Clemson offense would have looked like you thought they were going to look.
You know, Ben, I see where you're coming from there. The one aspect of this week that has got me a little bit off kilter, and this is really why I stayed away from this total, is the tempo with which Syracuse plays. In fact, you know what? We're going to throw a lot of numbers on you right here, so why don't we just go ahead and pay off Grass Nerds? This is, of course, a Nerd Alert.
Nerd Alert!
Whoa, 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 wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a Nerd Alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a Nerd Alert.
Yeah, we're just gonna dive on into this one. I can give you numbers on, like, plays per game. Those are fun. Those are really, really fun. In fact, plays per game, only three... which this will actually go to something that you will be talking about shortly. Only three offensive football teams have run more plays per game than Syracuse so far this year. Syracuse is averaging 87.5 plays per game. 87.5.
Man.
App State has run 92. Wild. Dow Loggins, pedal to the floor, baby. Florida Atlantic, 90.5 with Zach Kittley. And Missouri with Eli Drinkwitz. Ben, Syracuse is going to run a bunch of plays. And that runs headlong into the historical trends in the Clemson-Syracuse game. Can I give you some numbers on Clemson-Syracuse? First of all, Clemson-Syracuse has not been... like, Clemson has not had a hard time beating Syracuse, okay? Clemson has had a hard time covering against Syracuse. Clemson, since Syracuse joined the ACC, Clemson is 10-1 against Syracuse straight up, but 4-7 mm-hmm. against the number. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why you and I both took Syracuse in the contest.
Oh yeah, if we're playing 17.5, Clemson has only covered against Syracuse like twice, like that would have covered that number like twice. I would also tell you that these, whether it makes sense or not, and in fact, I would argue that it has not made sense, this matchup goes under the number a lot. I'm looking at historic...
Say that again?
The Clemson-Syracuse matchup goes under the number a lot.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. So the totals, okay, and we'll just use this number as a gauge. Not COVID, outside of COVID. Here are the point totals since Syracuse joined the ACC. All right, for these two teams combined. 45, 48, 31, 47, 50, 51, 54, 64, 22, and 63. So only twice in the 10 non-COVID matchups that Clemson Syracuse have played, only twice have they scored 56 or more points.
Oh, then I'm definitely right.
You're definitely right.
We're due, baby.
We are due. And again, those are spread out. Those are spread out. This matchup hasn't gone 50-plus non-COVID since 2018. I mean, there are some other numbers in here that are, you know, if you're expecting Clemson to walk over Syracuse, you might want to earmuff. We're not even going to get to that right now. But in terms of the total, you know, think about the Eric Dungy teams, the Trevor Lawrence teams, the Deshaun Watson teams. Like, think about Dino Babers in here running offense. And these matchups have gone under. Let me see what 2-9 Since Syracuse joined the ACC, Clemson and Syracuse have played 11 times. I'm counting the COVID game now. And the under has hit 9 times. So you would think this is an under matchup, but like you say, because of tempo. And I also think because of the availability report that we got last night from Clemson. You know, I consider it a win, Ben, that I figured out where the ACC is putting these availability reports. I've been looking for them. I don't know where to find them. I finally found it. The ACC's website. They've got them well hidden, but they exist. Clemson has Antonio Williams, Khalil Barnes, Elijah Thurman, and Tristan Lee all listed as probable this week.
Okay.
So that's three starters on offense, or three starter-level players on offense that you are getting back, if you include Thurman in that. If you believe that Clemson has severely missed these players, which it's hard to argue that they have not, then maybe that means instead of low to mid-20s, you're scoring low to mid-30s. Maybe that's it, especially against Syracuse defense that I do think is kind of a doo-doo sandwich. Syracuse, it's interesting. They have a million players on theirs. Like, Here are some notable names for Syracuse that are on the availability report this week. Defensive back Deuce Chestnut listed as questionable. Defensive back Devin Grant listed as questionable. Chestnut's been at Syracuse a million years. He was a portal entry and then removal from a couple years ago. But he's a do-everything player. He's like Khalil Barnes for them. He's a move him around and do everything with him. And then you've got some other defenders who are probable. I think it's possible that Syracuse is the least equipped defense Clemson has played to stop Clemson. That's including Troy. I'm not kidding about that. I don't think a lot of Syracuse's defensive personnel. I do think a lot of Syracuse's offense. So if I were playing it, despite the historical trends of this game, I think I would end up on your side of this. And in fact, I think it needs to be on your side of this. Because Clemson is heading into the open date next week. And to me, it is absolutely imperative that Clemson score. And that they move the ball and they look good offensively against this opponent in that environment. I think they, for vibes, as much as for the confidence, they need to score this week.
100%. Texter said, doesn't like Clemson in this case because they always play bad before the break. And a lot of times that's true. I realize this will be the fourth game, but this also feels early for a break. And in this situation, I don't think Clemson is looking forward to a bye week. But I think they feel like they need to play. If you don't look great this tomorrow, then you got to hear 2 weeks of this before you can get it right. So I don't know. I sort of dismiss the whole bye week thing in this case. Now, the next bye, obviously later in the year, maybe that is more of a factor. That's before the Louisville game. You're not at a point in the season yet where you're tired and ready to take a bye. I feel like we just started, doesn't it?
It really does. Now, with that being said,
here we go.
Rustling.
Tell me again how I'm wrong and use stats to prove it.
I am rustling papers because I have found the numbers. Tim Beray, I'm going to call Tim out publicly here. We were having a conversation heading into halftime of the Troy game. What's the highest spread that Clemson has lost outright? We were actually talking about that halftime of the Troy game because we thought it might be relevant. And we both were like, wonder where you would go. Ben, I have found a database where I could go at least up to a point and I could find these historical betting numbers.
Okay.
Clemson under Dabo Swinney has faced Syracuse 3 times before open dates. Clemson is 0-3 against the spread against Syracuse in those games. Clemson, in its last 7
perfect
home games before a bye against ACC opponents, non-COVID. There's a lot of commas and semicolons there. Last 7 games at home before a bye against an ACC opponent, non-COVID, 1-6 against the spread. And Dabo Swinney all-time when facing an ACC team before an open date is 6-11 against the spread. Now, that doesn't mean that they lose all those games. In fact, they win a bunch close. They win against Syracuse close. They're 2-1 straight up against Syracuse before a bye. They're just close. You know, a texter says, I'm surprised that y'all aren't on Clemson minus the points, and I want to talk about this on the other side because we're up against it. It says, makes me think you don't realize how bad Syracuse is. I think we do know how bad Syracuse is, and we still need to see more from Clemson. So I want to talk about that on the other side. Stay with us. Hour two of the program is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all with live music, karaoke, and more. Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.